But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline wants to talk about a segment we did 30 minutes ago reading Peter King's list of the 22 most influential people in the NFL this season. Is Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Not a good morning.
Did you hear that segment?
How dare he not put me on that list? How dare he not put me on that list?
You're upset.
You didn't pay attention to stuff like that?
This is the biggest omission since I left out what happened in the steakhouse bathroom when Gene asked me how my night went.
Right.
Peter King can go clear his throat somewhere else for all I care.
Now, Jerry.
Come on.
I invite him to feel welcomed to not only not leave me off the list, but also to never write about sports ever again, in my estimation.
Wow.
I should have been number one on that list, and you two know that.
Hey, I did say you should be in the top 20. You should not have fallen out of the top 20 and just been an honorable mention.
Top 20, I should have been number one. Number one, I'm an NFL pioneer. I'm a revolutionary owner. I changed this league. I still lead the league in sports-adjacent business ventures like Legends Catering.
Yeah.
I lead the league in getting voters to chip in on overbuilt, eminent domain-fueled stadiums.
Yeah.
In practice facility land grabs.
Yeah.
In marital peacekeeping yacht purchases.
Okay.
In war room upskirt photos.
Oh, now well, come on.
I wouldn't even
cheerleader peeping Tom investigations that last a whole afternoon.
It did make news.
I'm an innovator, a value creator, a gate agent impregnator. I'm the original gangster owner here. Hell, when I served Alexa's front end full of justice to that DoorDash deliverer, who dared,
that's how you saw that?
Way. He dared to get in my way. People were coming up to me afterwards on the street as we're standing there thanking me for teaching that dude a lesson about impending sports royalty. I mean, think about this. What would you do without your favorite local sports villain? I mean, if he was gone, maybe Shark Tank would let me take his place, and then things would get really fun. I'm pissed. I want on that list. Do you have Peter King's number?
Well, we do.
But you should, too, by the way.
What is it? 972 Phlegm Toss? What is it?
My gosh. Come on, Jerry.
We'll text it to you.
I'm going to kick his ass all the way back to Ohio.
Well, I've never heard you this upset, after a playoff
run. I am upset. I mean, Peter King, he should know the influence I've had on this league. He should know who I am. I'm not only the grandfather of John Paul Stephen Jones II, but also of Spalding Matt Batten Windsor Jones Esquire IV. I produce geniuses. That skips a generation, but it beats it. I mean, hell, I'm loyal and innovative. I'm still on my first marriage and my third face here. I'm a lovable Darth Vader. I'm number one on the list of influential people in the NFL,
well,
and everyone knows that.
Pretty good case for yourself,
yeah,
I have to say.
That's what I was saying, too, but you haven't had any success on the field in like 27 years.
Well, you got to take the average. You got to look at the long picture of things.
Okay.
Don't worry about just the last few years. Look at the average. And that's what Peter King needs to do. And if he don't like it, he can go sit on his fart box.
Jerry?
I've never heard him that wound up. Well, not since did you like up. Those three Super Bowls.
Yeah. Very similar rant there.